Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, did you miss out? Did you miss out on the best event that I have ever done? It was the Empire Summit. And wow, did we ever change people's lives. Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio and partner with Bedros Cooley in the Empire Summit and Empire Mastermind. We had absolutely amazing event down in San Diego, and we had speakers like Sharon Srivatsa, Billie Jean is Marketing. We had Tom Bilyeu from Questbar, the guy who built basically a $1 billion business in under 10 years. And we had so many others. Plus, the audience was jam-packed full of superstars. And then at night, we did a couple hours of hot seats. Oh, I'm so sorry you missed out, but you know what? The good news is you have a second chance to come and visit us after I share with you everything that I learned at the Empire Summit down below. You have a chance to come and visit us at perfectliferetreat.com, November 8th and 9th in San Diego. And I want to reveal to you everything that I learned. And there are some cool takeaways. Like, I was actually not just learning from the speakers, I was learning what the speakers did so that I can make my presentations better in the future. And one of the best things I learned was from Billie Jean. Billie Jean is Marketing. He is an expert in Facebook and YouTube advertising. He was incredible. And the food, the people, the breaking of bread, the building of lifetime friendships, absolutely amazing. So if you don't want to miss out on my next event with more amazing speakers, including Jason Capital, the Jason Capital, it's November 8th and 9th in San Diego. It's called perfectliferetreat.com. We will see you there. And we're doing roundtables at night, just like we did the Q&A sessions at Empire. So let's go and listen to me and Bedros break down our very favorite things from the Empire Summit. Unbelievable. That's the only word that can describe the first ever Empire Summit. I'm Craig Ballantyne here on the Empire Podcast with Bedros Koulian. How you doing, my man?
Unbelievable.
Listen, we had an absolutely amazing time down in San Diego for our first show. And listen, even if you didn't make it, Bedros and I took some notes. We snuck them out here for you. And we're going to talk about our 7 or 10 biggest takeaways from Tom Bilyeu, Billie Jean, Shanda Sumpter, Michelle Bauer, not Jack Bauer, Michelle Bauer, Sharon Srivatsa, who brought the house down.
And two Navy SEALs.
Yes, two Navy SEALs.
Leadership lessons from two amazing Navy SEALs. Yeah.
All right. And we had VIP day, social media, all that stuff. But I want to start with something that wasn't on the ticket. And it was this thing that Sharon Srivatsa did. He was one of our guest speakers and brilliant, brilliant move. He put together a networking dinner the night before the event. He had invited a whole bunch of people to come. They bought their tickets to the event. A lot of real estate people, a lot of coaching clients of his, friends of his that had never met before. And he brought them all together. We went to Lou and Mickey's Steakhouse for dinner. You guys dropped by. You guys from the project dropped by. And we just introduced him. And the next thing you know, he accelerated the network. And I absolutely loved him doing that because it's so important about bringing people together. And what you say about getting people to break bread with each other, how powerful that is, right?
Yeah, breaking bread and being within proximity of other people who are like-minded, I believe are the two biggest ways to build a relationship and network with people. Because when we're breaking bread together, it's because that means I like you, that means I trust you, that means I want to be around you, that means I want to learn more about you. It's just a very caveman-ish thing to do. I believe it's in our DNA to break bread, sit around the fire, break bread, and grunt about what are you doing? What am I doing? How can we align, collaborate, et cetera? And of course, being within proximity of other winners, which is why I say proximity is powerful, and environmental exposure to other winners is everything.
Yeah, and he did two really cool things at that dinner. First of all, he introduced everybody. So he stood up, introduced, hey, here's Bedros, here's Craig, you know, here's their specialty, this is what they do, this is what I love about them, very quickly, but in a way that accelerated the kind of awkward get to knowing you between strangers. And then at the end of the evening
after when the dessert came out, he said, we're going to tell a funny story about ourselves and say, hey, here's one thing that most people don't know about me. And that way, again, it accelerated the getting to know one another, cut through that icebreaker sort of stuff. And so if you're thinking about how can I grow my social circle? So many people come to me and say, how do I level up? How do I get to know? How do I get inside the right people? I'm like, listen, well, first of all, you should go to events. You should go to events. But second of all, you can have your own event. Bring together a couple of people. That's what I'll do back in Toronto. I'll say to somebody like this guy, Saul Orwell, very connected. I'll say, hey, you bring three people. I'll bring three people. We'll have a dinner. We'll get to know each other. We'll do that networking, introductions. And by the end, now you leave with six new friends and you grow from there. So, you know, don't make excuses that you live in a small town. Don't, you know, if you travel to a big city, try and organize something and you be the ringleader and that's how you're going to grow.
I think Sharon called that the $1 billion dinner, right?
Yeah,
which was such a cool name. And when we came to drop by real quick, I think it was like 12 to 15 people in there. But I'm convinced after those 12 to 15 people together who collectively generate $1 billion in sales in their businesses, like, they are going to connect and collaborate in ways where next year it'll be the $2 billion dinner.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, for example, I had lunch the next day with one of the realtors, this woman named Carrie Schull from Washington, D.C. She has 85 realtors, and I taught her all about my Instagram stuff. Within an hour, she did her first story and sold thousands of dollars of her courses just like that. So that's the connection. That's what we want. That's why we put together these big events. Yeah, we have amazing speakers like Tom Bill. You rocked everybody's world with his presentation. It was so profound. And Dan Fleischman and Los Silva showed people how to use social media and everybody made money. But it's the bringing together of people, the partnerships, the sharing of advice between attendees and, you know, taking people from their little isolated islands of entrepreneurship where they have, you know, no support and people are naysayers and doubters and critics and haters in their internal environment, and we bring them and connect them with other people. That's the power of the mastermind.
That is a power of mastermind, and that's why we have masterminds like the Empire Mastermind, and we have this Empire Summit, because think about it, as an entrepreneur, you're kind of an island, aren't you?
Yeah.
Because all your other friends work 9 to 5, someone else gives them a check, someone else gives them their marching orders and responsibilities, but you decided that you're going to be an entrepreneur, that you're going to sign the front of the check, not the back of the check. You will take on your own responsibilities, give yourself marching orders, hold your feet to the fire, and you find yourself alone like an island when you have problems and frustrations. But you come to an event like that, whether it's $1 billion dinner, whether it's a kind of like you said, hey, I'll bring three friends, you bring three friends, right, and I walk away with six new friends. Well, that's an opportunity for you to then reach out to that fellow entrepreneur and go, here's my problem, here's my frustration, here's my desire. How would you create the outcome and solution for it? And then boom, problem solved.
Yeah. And one of the things that I do, so if you weren't able to make the Empire Summit, the good news is we have a lot of the speakers coming back doing new content, new presentations at my Perfect Life Retreat, November 8th and 9th in San Diego. And one of the things that I do is done for you networking for every attendee. So when you go to most events, you get the lanyard, right? You walk around with the lanyard on, your name tag. On the back of the lanyard name tag at my event, I connect you with three people and tell you why you need to connect with them. So for introverted people like me, now I don't feel so awkward trying to get to know strangers when it's already done for them. So it's powerful. Brilliant. I absolutely think that as much as you get from people on the stage, it's what you get in those conversations at break time, at the dinners, at the workouts that you guys did with the Navy SEALs. So powerful.
You know, one thing that Billie Jean talked about, and let's face it, listen, if you're watching this or if you're listening to this show, it's because you're an entrepreneur or an entrepreneur in the making. And you're going to have to run Facebook ads. You're going to have to put up social media campaigns. And it's always awkward. The two things I always hear from people is like, shit, man, I don't know how to start and I don't know how to end.
Yeah.
Well, the way you end all posts, whether they're marketing posts or they're content posts, is you got to give some kind of call to action. Yep. It could be as simple as leave a comment down below. It could be as now click through the link and register before spots run out. But Billie Jean really talked about a very clever way to open up a script, which was, you know, one of the most frustrating things about...
Right? Isn't it frustrating when?
Yeah. That's such a great way to start a video. Isn't it frustrating when? And then you lay out the problems and frustrations that people have in your industry. And then, of course, your product or your webinar or your free opt-in or whatever is the solution to that.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favorite things about Billie Jean is he showed one of his best converting ads. He filmed it himself on his iPhone, and he didn't know how bad he was filming it. And so when he gave it to his team started laughing at him because it was from here up.
And yet he ran this ad of just his forehead doing this tour of his office and selling a product. And it was one of his best converting ads. And so many people stopped themselves. Oh, I don't have a film crew, or I don't know how to film something. Like, oh my gosh, yeah. Just get over it. Get over it. Because here's a guy who's world famous for making ads. And one of his best converting ones is from him being a bad filmer and just getting from the head up. It's pretty funny.
Lord, Lord, Lord. What about Tom Bilyeu? What were some of the big takeaways you got from him?
My favorite part of Tom Bilyeu's presentation is when he looked at one of my clients, this guy, Frank Den Blanken, big bodybuilder from Holland. And he just went and was like, and Tom Bilyeu went on a rant that I can't replicate, but he was just about, listen, you were so focused. You went in the gym and you were so committed to building your biceps. And he just talked to Frank and like, he wasn't like bad-mouthing Frank. He was just like, he was saying, he was, you know, showing that Frank clearly had great focus, and all the entrepreneurs in the room have to have focus in their business like Frank had about building his biceps. And I could listen to Tom's story over and over and over again, because he's just, first of all, he's so articulate. He's done that presentation so well, so many times. And, you know, I like to call him a more successful version of me. He has the same kind of parameters and rules. And he admits, you know, he was lazy. He used to be overweight. He used to sleep till noon until he built these systems that forced him into being productive and successful, right?
You know, and you're right. He's a lot like you, because you know how you and I are just good. Like, we'll literally sit on shit. We drove from Arizona to California together one time when we decided to forego our flight and take a drive back after,
because we wanted to get home faster.
Yeah, instead of taking our flight. But we literally sat there in silence in the car, and we've done that plenty of times where we're just comfortable in silence. Two introverts, and so we do that. Well, backstage in the green room, you know, he comes in and I'm like, hey, Tom, what's going on? Thanks for speaking at the Empire Summit. He's like, yeah, man, thanks for having me, etc. I plop down on the couch in the green room. He plops down right next to me, and there's the screen that we're looking at.
And I'm over on the other couch.
Yeah, and just the three of us are literally sitting there just in silence. Like, no one's really doing anything. And I realized, like, this is why I like these two guys. They're just as awkward and silent as I am, and it works for me.
Yeah, he was absolutely awesome. So such a big highlight for everyone. And, you know, someone just came up after and said, Tom Bilyeu was just so profound, so profound. And I think it was a competition between Tom Bilyeu and Sharon for best speaker. Yeah. And one of the, like, I've seen Sharon speak many times. I've heard him talk about his, you know, 10 lessons that he learned while 10Xing his first business. He literally took a business from $350 million and 10Xed it to $3.5 billion. And I had never heard him say this one thing, though. He said, something that's even more powerful than gratitude and thank yous is encouragement. Mm. Encouragement. And I made a video about this the next day on my Instagram TV, because I believe it is so powerful. Instead of thanking somebody, go out there and say, hey, encourage them. Say, I love what you do. Bedros, I love when you do those motivational rants, you know, in your car on Instagram. I think the world needs more of that. And so instead of saying, hey, thank you for being awesome, you know, giving them specific encouragement, because so many people need that encouragement, especially those entrepreneurs on that lonely island. So go out, and if you know somebody, if you met somebody in an event, say, hey, listen, I love the energy you bring to that. The world needs more of that. And the encouragement piece there from Sharon was one of the best. I mean, he said multiple things I took notes on, but that one really stuck with me.
Great telling. You know, there was something that you, Los, and Dan Fleischman hit, and I'm glad you guys hit this three times with three separate voices, because we need to have more entrepreneurs hear this. And it was about Instagram, it was about social media, and it was about make the content not for you, but for them.
Yeah.
How often do we see even seasoned entrepreneurs using the word I and making the content for themselves, meaning to edify themselves, make themselves look larger than life? Hey, look, I'm all for that. Like, you gotta look larger than life, especially if you're building your brand.
Yeah.
Like, that's why we got the video media team. That's why we've got a setup like this, et cetera. I get that. But when you're putting out content, you always have to think about what's in it for them. What is the big breakthrough that my readers, viewers, and listeners are going to get? And when you can start speaking to their fears, frustrations, and desires is when you begin to move the money needle in your business. And so stop talking about you and start talking about them.
Yeah, and one of the things that Dan Fleischman talked about in his presentation, so he spoke on the second morning. Man, that guy is just so sharp, so sharp. He's absolutely one of, you call him the puppet master of social media, because he really is the guy behind the scenes for so many big brands. And
The way that he described his approach to market research, remember he was talking about the tanning salon. He said, well, you know, if he looks into buying a business or something, then he goes and does all the research on what's the average revenue of a tanning salon. And then he looks at the ones, well, you know, this one is doing 600,000. Most of them only do 300,000. What's this one doing? And then he found out like three things that this one was doing to add revenue. And then he would go back and he would ask the people that were doing 300,000, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? And if they were coaching clients of his or partners of his, all of a sudden he could bump up their revenue by 50% just by making a few small changes. And I never heard of anybody being so methodical about their numbers. And so for you, just go and look at who's doing better in your space. What can you learn from them? And that was a big takeaway from Dan.
Yeah.
And I think that every entrepreneur needs to know their numbers and needs to know what they can do to get better at them.
Yeah. And by the way, speaking of IG, we should talk about the audit that you do. On stage, you audited my Instagram account, which was pretty cool because it's something I've been meaning to ask you to do.
Yeah.
And you did. And I was backstage in the green room watching the big screen, literally taking notes. And so we can start making the shifts on my Instagram account.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think like everybody listening, if you just, you know, pull up Instagram on your phone right now. And let's go to your profile, okay? Let's go to your profile. First of all, the picture. Is it a picture that pumps you up? So what did you say before? You were like, hey, everybody, it's all about looking larger than life, right?
Yeah, larger than life.
Yeah, so is your picture on your Instagram, does it make you look larger than life? Like right now, I have a double biceps pose that makes me look larger than life.
It's like really, the profile picture.
Yeah, as my main profile picture. Yeah. Great. So you want to look great. And then the second thing is it clear what you do? What you do, and, you know, like, is it some vague thing? Like I help people be the best version of themselves. Nobody understands what that means. And if you're actually a nutrition coach and you're saying I help people be the best version of themselves, and you're wondering why people aren't contacting you, that's one of the reasons. Also, are you building credibility? My first line is I'm the best-selling author of Unstoppable and the Perfect Day Formula. Then I say I'm a coach to over 250 seven-figure entrepreneurs. So clearly, right away, people know what I do, why I should be listened to. And I think another big mistake that most people make is they're not using all the characters. I don't know exactly how many characters you have in your profile, but when you go to update it, it shows you how many characters you have left. And you got to go right to the last character. Because if you just have one line under your Instagram, you're really just missing out on all right. the advertising space. Yeah.
And the argument, by the way, might be, well, The Rock only has one line because it says something like chivalrous gentleman for his.
But that's he's also got like, he's got this thing like there's three things that he's into, and then one of them is about tequila and all this stuff. He might have changed it recently.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Then he must have changed it. But don't do what celebrities are doing.
Right, it's not a freaking Rock. No, it's like, oh, what does this Rock man do?
Right.
Does he have a bulldozer? Like, come on. Yeah, so, I mean, don't compare yourself to The Rock. Compare yourself to people that are doing well in your industry. So now we've got that. We've got why I should listen to you, what you do, and now we want to go and tell them what to do next, right? Like if you're a nutrition coach and you say, well, I help people become the best version of themselves, and then you don't tell them to either go to a website or to send you a DM on how to become the best version of themselves, people won't contact you. They're not going to read your mind. They're not going to do something unless they are told to do something. So you probably got another line there. You could say, hey, DM me for the 12-week coaching program that'll help you lose weight and look great. Or you could say, hey, click the link below to watch this video about my program, or you know, watch my YouTube channel, or go to a page where you fill out an application. Just tell them what to do. And so that's most of it, but then you still have story highlights. And if you put some good curiosity and some story highlights, people will go on there. You essentially think about your profile on your Instagram as a web page. And I just looked yesterday, I have 7,000 people. It tells you how many people have visited your profile in the last 7 days. For me, it was 7,000. Imagine I sent 7,000 people to my website with no calls to action, no credibility. I would lose all those visitors. Yeah. And you're probably losing all those visitors on your profile. So tell them what to do. Then some of them will watch your stories or your highlights. And in those highlights, it shouldn't be random crap. It should move people to doing business with you. So just by making those changes, you can probably increase your revenues by 20% on the old IGs.
Why don't you also tell them about the highlights? Because you made a really good point about my highlights.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's profound. It's such good real estate.
Yeah. So a lot of people like to use these branded things, but you know, if I go there and I see a whole bunch of branded images, like they're all the same color and they kind of, the images are kind of the same, I'm not really drawn to them. And the text underneath, you have about 20 characters. You need to have really good copywriting in those 20 characters in order to get somebody to watch the highlight. Because if it just is like, if it's just your YouTube and podcast, I'm probably not going to click on those things. But if it says like money making secret or, you know, fat loss secret or number one fat loss tip, and then there's a picture of something that it draws you in, you're going to get a lot more people clicking on that. And then make sure that in that story, there's a good call to action at the end. And you're probably going to start getting more and more people messaging you or going to your website or whatever it is. So you actually use that instead of people just going, nah, next, I'll go on to something else.
Yeah, good point.
We actually had an entire social media VIP day, and there's a couple of points that I wanted to share. One, and I've shared it on this show before, is the seven most important words in marketing, that if you don't know anything else about marketing, but if you knew these seven words, you could apply it to Facebook ads, YouTube videos, all that sort of stuff. And it's enter the conversation in the prospect's mind. Enter the conversation in the prospect's mind. So on Monday morning, when your client is frustrated by something they did on the weekend, show up, give them forgiveness, and tell them what to do next. And that's when they'll start taking more action. And then, and I know that Billie Jean talked about this and Robbie Blanchard talked about this at the VIP day, social proof, social proof, social proof, social proof, more social proof in your business. Robbie Blanchard, who's like one of the best Facebook advertisers on the planet, man, he was just like overwhelmed people with social proof because they're everybody's just sitting around with like coming to try and find the one objection why your program won't work. But if you overwhelm people with social proof, like, hey, you've got three kids, but here's a person with four kids that got results. Hey, I'm 44 years old, but here's a person that's 51 years old and they got results. And like, now I can't say, well, they're busier and that person's old, or I'm too old or I'm too busy. No, here's someone who's busier. Here's someone who's older who's got results. And if that social proof shows it, then it's like the old O.J. Simpson. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit, right?
Must acquit, yeah.
So if the social proof is there, you got to go buy. That's absolutely fantastic. And then I think I'm going to leave people with the number one overarching message that I got from a conversation that I had with somebody who was at the Empire Summit. And it was that big Frank guy, the guy that Tom Billy was talking to. And Frank had came to my workshop in July of 2018, so about a year ago. And he's joined Vince Del Monte's mastermind group. And he's come to our Empire Summit. He's come to my Perfect Life Retreat. And he pulled me aside and he goes, you know, I was at the workshop with people, and I've been in Vince's mastermind with the same people, and he's gone from 10,000 euros a month to over 150,000 euros a month. And he looked and goes, I can't believe how little so many of the other people have done that have been in the same coaching for the same amount of time. And I was like, you know what, Frank, you're right. You know, he is going to leave the Empire Summit. In fact, he not only is he going to leave the Empire Summit and make money, while I was standing on stage doing my Instagram presentation, he took my advice. I was talking about Instagram stories. While he was sitting there taking notes, he also made a story and made $3,000 while I was on my presentation. He sold three programs at $997. And he showed me that after. He's the kind of guy who's going to succeed. And other people, they're going to take some notes and you'll never hear from again. And it breaks my heart, probably breaks your heart to see people spending time and energy going to events, you know, wanting to change and then not making the time to change. So that is the difference. It's the fast action taker versus a shiny button chaser. And you got to be that fast action taker.
That really is the difference maker when you think about who's going to become a successful entrepreneur, make money, and then use that money to make an impact versus people who just kind of come to these events for dopamine hits. And they just come to one seminar, take selfies with all the speakers, and then go to another seminar, take selfies. And you see them 2-3 years later, and they're still in the same place. Like there's one guy who I just keep seeing over and over again at these events, our events and other events, and I'll just tell you offline. Once we hang this thing up, but every time he goes, you know, I think this is going to be the year. This is going to be my year. And in my head, it's like, bro, it's not because you simply don't take action. Where then you see Big Frank sitting in the audience, literally putting up a story, making $3,000 in sales based on the one thing you shared while you're still up on stage. That's the difference maker.
And then you have guys like Vince Del Monte. A shout out to him as well. Vince Del Monte, he just finished his mastermind with his clients last weekend. All three of his kids' birthdays are in this month. He flew down for one day, Well, the VIP day and most of the first day.
Yeah, most of Friday.
And then he flew home. But he knew, he got 20 pages of notes, he's already implementing. That guy is a machine. He's in our Empire Mastermind. And the people that join the Empire Mastermind at the event, I know they're going to be the same. They're the types of fast action takers. And so if you couldn't make the Empire Summit, we still are taking people in the Empire Mastermind, right?
We are.
I'm not speaking out of turn.
No, we have three more spots, actually.
Okay, three more spots in the Empire Mastermind. Our next meeting is coming up soon. So what's the, do we know the link?
I'm actually looking up the link right now if you just keep talking.
Right. So listen, send me a direct message. Send Bedros a direct message.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. Send us a message. Yeah, we'll send you the link.
It all goes down in the DMs. So listen, if you're an action taker and not a shiny button chaser, if you're the type of person who's a difference maker, send us a direct message. Get into the Empire Mastermind and be one of those people who does what Frank did and 10x your income in the next 12 months.
By the way, here's a link for you, bedroskulian.com/empire, and you could learn more about it and apply, see if you can get in.
All right, let me know what you think of having Bedros back on the show, and let me know what you think of the show on iTunes, and give us a 5-star rating there. We'd love it, because life is too short not to give out 5-star reviews to Craig Ballantyne, that's for sure. But you know what? Life is also too short to not go to the Perfect Life Retreat. This is the third and final Perfect Life Retreat, and I can't believe you've missed out on the first two. I don't want you to miss out on this last one. It is the last Perfect Life Retreat, and it is November 8th and 9th in San Diego, 2019. We have Jason Capital, our main event speaker. He is going to be teaching one of the 5 power skills, so he's going to be really focusing on profitable power speaking. I'm going to be talking about time ownership so that you become the most effective version of yourself. We're also going to have Sharon Srivatsa and Xander Fryer talking about sales persuasion. That's right, to make you a sales machine. We're going to have a couple people in there like Martin Rooney speaking about culture building and then networking. I'm going to do the networking for you, just like I've done at the last Perfect Life Retreat, so that you meet people, make lifelong friendships, and make money with these friends going forward. So go to perfectliferetreat.com today so that you don't miss out on my next big event.